Thanks for signing on. I'm Bob Karkoff, and this is Freedom Blog. The theme for today is default in positioning. For thinking people, this means retreat to innovative commercializer positioning. Unfortunately, the historical JIC relationships, generator, innovator, commercializer relationships, no longer relate, let alone process collaboratively. This is due in large part to the American business reaction to the Japanese blindsiding of the 1980s. In order to defeat imitating, American businesses retreated from generating to innovating. There are no longer any R&D centers of any consequence. There is little scientific search, let alone any research, to explicate the unknown. Only developmental trials and focus groups to prepare pilots for commercialization. Moreover, by abdicating systematic JIC leadership, the USA has slowed world generativity down to a random trickle. Not only has the USA suffered from short-term stasis, but the nations of the world will now suffer from long-term paralysis as the wheels of generativity grind to a halt. Currently, both leaders and followers are surrendering to multinational corporations that sponsor no generativity and have no alignment with American civilization other than capitalistic profitability. Indeed, the multinational corporations have dropped the R in R&D. For them, generativity is a huge expense that places burdens upon dividends to stockholders. They assume no social responsibility and are dedicated only to development, which translates directly into capitalistic profitability. In this context, the multinational corporations are dead-set enemies of the entrepreneurially driven capitalism of the Watson era. To be sure, they have adopted the philosophy of Microsoft Incorporated and its leaders. The only thing that we are afraid of is two guys in a garage. Think Wright Brothers. Accordingly, they have huge staffs of scientists and engineers scouring the garages of the world to discover the generators who might create new markets and the innovators who might create new playing fields for the applications and transfers of technologies. Japan Inc. has long held the innovative commercializer positioning in the marketplace. In this positioning, innovative initiatives are nested in commercializer phase. This is the positioning which multinational corporations find most profitable and therefore most attractive. It emphasizes legacy contributions modified or customized by innovative technological initiatives. This is the Microsoft model, to appear slightly innovative while becoming maximally profitable. The long-term problem is that this apparently risk-free course is very vulnerable to both generators and innovators, as when the U.S. retaliated against Japan Inc. for dumping in the 1990s by pitting true innovation versus false imitation. Most important, America has abandoned the source of its dominance throughout the 20th century, free enterprise through generative innovation. Historically, we have dominated by generating R&D breakthroughs and discovering new markets and servicing them. It is uncomfortable for a nation of builders to chant, second to the market and proud of it. We are people who are committed to the front of the market curve, first to the market and free. In transition, American free enterprise has dropped from its prepotent leadership of generative innovation to a slightly innovative commercializer positioning, which places her back in the pack with all the other wannabe commercializers. The U.S. has done this in large part due to her deference to the multinational corporations, which satisfy stockholder demands on profitability and fail on creative leadership values. Signing off for Freedom Blog, this is Bob Karkoff. Remember, we the people. We must not retreat from generative innovator positioning in the marketplace. Think about it. We invite your comments. Send to bob@freedomblog.com. May the road rise to meet you and the wind be at your back.